Hello friends, today we will be seeing chapter number 9, Departmentation. It is yet another chapter which is very interesting because this teaches us, this chapter will basically give us the understanding that how departmentation can make our work more easier and how confidently we can do the business in more systematic and simplistic manner. So let's go ahead and see this particular chapter, Departmentation, as it's a crucial chapter for understanding how the business, market and the company functions. So in this chapter, it is more about departmentation. You can see a beautiful picture which is mentioned over here, which has got so many people in scattered form. Now, this is one depiction of a situation where the employees are given a department and as per the department, they are all working. So say for example, this will be a centralized department and they have been given different duties and responsibilities. Maybe also like someone is representing some other employees for this particular department or division. So any complicated, complex work, if we want to make it in simplistic format, it can be done with the help of departmentation concept. Let's go ahead and see the whole chapter in the more critical manner. So first is, we have seen various functions of management, which is visualized as planning, organizing, staffing, directing, coordinating and controlling, which we also called as POSD CMC. So what do you mean by planning, organizing, staffing, directing, coordinating and controlling? Departmentation is a specific part of organization process, or for an organization, one of the crucial function is known as departmentation. When the organization grows, it becomes complex, it becomes complicated. When the organization becomes more complicated, the best answer to the problem is going to be departmentation. So departmentation is needed when we have to handle complexity or complex problems. Whenever a company has got a huge amount of tasks and if it has to be distributed or if it has to overcome the given situation, we use this concept known as departmentation. I'm going to share a small story over here and think about what would be the answer for the given problem. So the story goes this way. There is a company which has got 3 to 4 different managers. Now 3 to 4 different managers handles 3 to 4 businesses. Every business, like I'll give the name so it will be specifically easier for you all to understand. So we have got 4 managers. Let's name these managers as A, B, C and D. So we have got 4 managers, A, B, C and D. A is looking for a specific kind of a business, say for example steel. B is looking for a specific type of business, say for example pharmaceuticals. So we have got steel, pharma. Then we have got another line of business for the company which is known as, say for example, they are into cement business, cement industry. And fourth, they are into infra projects, infrastructure or maybe construction. These 4 businesses are parallelly running for a company. This company has got complex work because 4 different managers or 4 different presidents or vice presidents are handling 4 different things of a larger organization. So when things were earlier functioning, when the company was not so complicated and complex work, at that time everything was under one person handling the whole business. When things become more and more difficult and complicated, this was the time when company had to think over to create a proper departmentation, because of the fact that the company was doing the business superbly when they were in a smaller occasion like first business, which was more about steel. But when the business grew, that is where they had to involve 4 different managers, which were nothing but an example of a situation which was 4 different departments were created, so that they could beautifully craft and each person will have a different role assigned to it. Like A for steel, B for pharmaceutical, C for its line of business and D for its line of business. All these business lines were created, departmentation were created so that the output could be given in better format. So when complex things needs to be made simple, it can be done with the help of departmentation. It also happens in our companies where we work. We find at times where we are working in companies, we have got lot of hassles, like for example, printing in stationery department. Or we call it as a department because of the fact that that is the department which takes care of printing and stationery activities. Similarly, in the company, we will have a department known as accounts department. Why do we require a specific accounts department? Because if everyone is going to do everything, it is going to be different and difficult for company to function its operations, day-to-day activities. So to make it systematically, make it in an organized format, it can be done with the help of departmentation. Let's go ahead and see the next part. So departmentation involves grouping of common activities and resources under a single person's control required for predetermined activity. So same to same thing, why do we want to repeat it? So in departmentation, same to same thing, which is functioning in all the four companies, like of example A, B, C and D, it can be bring together in a group, and from one unit only that thing can work as far as possible. The activities are grouped under business of functions of the organization. So what is the function of the organization? On that basis, the grouping would be done. If company is, say for example, into sales, then we would have different sales managers for different departments or different organizations. But there are situations where two businesses can relate to each other. So why not have one sales manager going and promoting two same products to the same class of customer? Like in pharmaceutical, company has got five different salesmen or five different divisions. So here the customer is the same, that is one specific specialized doctor. All the five people going and meeting the same doctor would create a different kind of a scenario where the customer at times would be little confused. That is, doctor would be sometimes little confused. At the same time, it will be really challenging for the doctor. So to overcome that particular part, company makes a strategy, that is, they create a department. Say for example, the doctors whom this pharmaceutical company would be meeting would be, say for example, skin specialist. All the skin specialist products would be handled by one department, one division, one group, which will make the things more easier and solve the problem in the best possible manner. So the activities are grouped on the basis of functions of the organization. This work is done by the CEO of the company. Chief executive of the organization will define what kind of work would be done by what kind of a person. Now we have got a wonderful example to critically understand what is departmentation concept. Let's go through the example. There's a photocopying machine in marketing department section which is overloaded and the utilization is 125%. Then there's a photocopying machine also in finance section which has got a utilization of 100%. You have got photocopying machine in HR section also, which has utilization of 60%. And then we have got photocopying machine in production section, which is utilized only 10%. So each department or each section, we can say it as such, has got different space of utilization. Now, what is the problem? We see that there is a machine idle time in three sections. That is, in one section, there are people who are queuing up for getting the work done. In other three sections, there is idle time of the machine. So, you know, that like once again, I'll repeat. We see that there is machine idle time in three sections, and in one section, there are queues of people waiting for photocopying. So, they are all waiting in one section for photocopying. Which department, can someone tell me? Yes, Jayesh, tell me in which department there is people queuing up and waiting for. Absolutely correct, Jayesh, you have mentioned it as marketing department because here it is overutilized. Whereas over here in finance, it is meeting cut to cut, which means there is no need for people waiting in queues. As soon as it gets complete, it is there. And we can see in HR and production, it is one of the sections where there is huge amount of idle time. So can the marketing people go to other sections? It depends on the management policy. So management may allow companies, other employees, like for example, marketing department employees, to go and get the photocopying done in HR department. It may not, depends upon the situation. Marketing people can also go out to make the photocopies, but when they go out, who will bear the expenses? Who will spend about more money over there? Despite of we having machine in the company, why should we get the Xerox, or to be more precise, photocopying being done in the outside market? So solution is what? Actually, it is prudent to have a photocopying department with maybe two machines only, with one person who will cater to all the organization for photocopying requirements. So here the best way of solution is what? Why to have different sections having each area photocopying machine? Might as well we can have one place in which photocopying machines are kept and all people coming over there and getting the photocopying requirements getting done, instead of having four machines and four different employees and four maintenance and four money getting blocked in all the four photocopying machines, might as well we can have two machines in one department and let others revolve around that machine. This will make work more smoother and faster. This is departmentation, which turns complexity into simplicity. So departmentation makes the work which is complicated work into the simple most format. It makes work more streamlined and in systematic manner. So this is how departmentation concept functions. However, it is a must to utilize the resources optimally. So it is also very important that the resources which are there in the business needs to be optimally utilized, which means what? With minimum efforts, if company can take out maximum utilization of the resources, then the company would have a win-win situation. If company is not able to maximally utilize the resources available in the business, then company wouldn't be able to cater to the requirement of the business in best possible manner. If the departmentation is done, it must facilitate resource optimization, which means what? Whichever ways, resources should be optimally utilized. And if resources are optimally utilized, then company are able to achieve maximum benefit for the efforts which they have put in across. If this is not possible, then departmentation will not serve its purpose. So if resource optimization is not been done in that department, then departmentation has no meaning. Like for example, in the previous example where we saw, departmentation was created for the photocopying machine. Now despite of two machines which are kept in one department for photocopying, and still the time of the photocopying machine is been kept idle, there are no people coming and getting the photocopying done, then there shouldn't be a problem because it is balancing. But if still there is a queue happening, then it is not serving the purpose, which means the departmentation or the department may have three machines with two people getting the work done in more properly and systematic manner. This is what is known as departmentation, and this departmentation will make things into more segregating or systematic manner, which is nothing but making complex things into simple things and getting into more streamlined mode. Another example is of a big finance company. So we have got a very big finance company. It expands and creates many branches in the same city. This is what happens with a lot of companies, not only in domestic parts of where we belong to, but also across India. It happens as such that the company creates many branches in the same city. Like for example, let us take city known as Mumbai. We have got a company of finance company which has got a lot of branches which they have expanded with and open up across city, a lot of branches. However, it is found that half of the branches do not have any footfall, which means half of these branches which company has opened up in city Mumbai, there are no footfall. Footfall means what? There are no people walking in over there for asking for inquiring for services, or they are not been able to serve. There are no customers who are there who can be served over there. Then might as well opening up so many branches has got no meaning, as that branch is not giving any benefit, or that department which has been opened in that particular section has got no benefit. The resources which is visualized as men, materials and machines are lying idle. They are just being kept wasted. Then the business will be in a loss. It can be like that proverb, operation successful, patient dead, which means what? Despite of having so many branches but no business, despite of having so many elements surrounding to it, we have no revenues, no returns. This is what is referred to as what? Departmentation. So departmentation makes things more problematic at times, or makes little bit challenging for company to grow over a period of time. So this is how departmentation takes place. Now let us go ahead and see the process of departmentation, which means how departmentation can actually take place. So for creating departments, say for example in your company where you work, there is a scenario where you see that there are a lot of things which are duplicated in different sections. Like for example, like we got an example of photocopying machines, we may have another example of maybe reporting. So every department we are supposed to make a report and send it across. So there we want to make sure that this reporting system to all the departments, be it via mail or be it via whichever ways, it's taking a lot of time and it's a tedious job. How can we get that work more easier, more smoother and in a more streamlined mode? For that we can take departmentation help. We can all send this information to one department and let them download it as per their own requirement, the report whichever they want to. This also takes place, say for example a company has got three warehouses. All the three warehouses is supposed to report or is supposed to basically coordinate with each other. It becomes very difficult for all the three warehouses to coordinate with each other at times, or maybe give the information back to the head office. The best way would be creating a departmentation. That is, one intermediary need to be created who will get the information, monitor it, view it, and accordingly use it. So that is what is known as departmentation. So how this process would take place? First of all, identify the work. What is the work happening in the business? Analyze details of each work. See, check, view, review. What are different kinds of work being taken up? Description of the function. What kind of function is happening in which kind of place or area? Then grouping of similar activities. So whichever similar activities are happening, make it in a group. So this is happening together, creep in group 1. This is happening similarly, group 2. This is happening similarly, group 3. This is happening similarly, group 4. So group it in a systematic manner. Entrusting the grouped activity to a separate person specialized in the respective field and providing him with suitable staff. So since we have made a group, we will have a head who will take care of all those activities, and he will basically monitor and give the information. Finally, fixing the scope of authority and responsibility of the department heads. So the department heads would have a responsibility, authority, power to function and solve the problem of the business. This is the best thing which one needs to find out in, say, for example, a jewelry industry. Now, a jewelry industry would have different kinds of products being made. Sometimes they make earrings, sometimes they make, say for example, rings, sometimes they make, say for example, chandelier earrings, or sometimes they make necklaces. Now, there are identification of work. This is what they have been doing. Analysis details of each work. So details of each work, what happens in jewelry department, in when they are making rings, or when they are making pendants, when they are making earrings, when they are making chandeliers. Description of the each function. Grouping of similar activities. In all these things, a company actually had earlier 4 factories for these 4 different kinds of products being made. They identified that all these 4 things or 4 businesses which companies are having different factories, eventually after 1 or 2 steps, once the mold, which is known as die, is cut with the gold format, then fixing of the diamonds in it, if it is a diamond jewelry or any other kind of jewelry, fixing it up off and then doing QC quality check can be easily done for all the 4x1 person. Might as well to have 4 different factories. Instead of that thing, we can have a very big factory, make 4 different compartments in it. When A is coming over there, B is coming over here, C is coming over here, and D is coming over here. From once it is done, a QC department with huge number of employees can be created who will do the quality check as per the requirement of the people. That is what we did. We group similar activities, entrusted the grouping activities to a separate person. That person will be continuously reviewing it. And finally, fixing the scope of authority and responsibility of department heads. So that department head would have a responsibility and authority. This is what is simplest way of seeing and creating departmentation in the best possible manner. Now, why do we need, do you think there is a need for departmentation? Do you actually think, yes, Kajal, can you tell me, do you think you require departmentation? Superb. Anybody else? Okay, now let me put up this question to Akash. Akash, do you think we require departmentation? Are you sure? Great. Now let us see. Yes, departmentation is needed. Why? There are a few reasons. First is, departmentation increases operating efficiency. The key word over here is, it increases operating efficiency, which means what? The output of the process will become more faster of the employees, because it facilitates the grouping of activities which are of similar nature. So which are similar nature, they can get more faster. It wouldn't require them to just slow down and get the work done in the older fashion, but they can just group. The same thing can be done by somebody else and then they can move ahead. This we can find also sometimes in a company which is manufacturing automobiles. That is, say for example, cars. They do a lot of departmentation specialized activities. Also, another, why do we need an importance of departmentation? Because there is fixation of responsibilities to various executives of organization. It makes the executive to be alert and efficient in his duties. Since you have been responsible, say for example, a car is made and your department is to fitting of the engine, which means you are a very, very, very important department. If you do a small mistake also, it may cause business huge amount of funds. So that is where we have got to make sure that departmentation is very important for that purpose. The departmental heads are given certain powers and are allowed to take their own decisions. It increases the prestige and scale of the departmental heads. Since they have given the power, authority, responsibility and accountability, all things are there with the departmental head. It makes him feel more comfortable. He can take his own decision, that is his own baby, and then he functions in the best possible manner. The work of various departments is evaluated by the top management, and the department which is not managed properly is identified. This makes all the departmental heads efficient and alert. So this makes things more smoother, alert, efficient, and systematically clear with what way the business or the output could be given. So that is why we need departmentation in the best possible manner. These are the few reasons why departmentation become a crucial important element in the business. Now, what are the factors that influence departmentation which motivates us that yes, this is the reason why we need departmentation? There are a few factors. First is known as specialization. Second is control. Third is coordination. Fourth is greater attention. Fifth is local conditions. And sixth is economy. I repeat once again. First is specialization. Second is control. Third is coordination. Fourth is greater attention. Fifth is local condition. And sixth is economy. I'll explain each one of them quickly in detail. So first factor which influences departmentation is what? Departmentation should yield the advantages of specialization, which means specialization is the key in today's scenario. You cannot have a generalized approach. You need to be super specialized. Like for example, in medical field, a doctor would be general, like general physician. But when there is a serious disease, you need to have a specialized individual. Similarly, in business, you cannot have a general approach. You need to specialize. That is why when we do our masters also, we specialize in a particular domain area so that we become master of that particular area of business. So specialization may be functional, such as sales, finance, production, or personnel. Similarly, there should be a proper control over department, control under departmentation and simplification of control process. There should be scope for automatically checking the activity of one person by another person, which is a separate executive. So another factor which basically fascinates departmentation in places, control. Departmentation encourages proper control. Departmentation makes that there is going to be a proper systematic control on the business. Then the whole business activities are grouped under department wise and it requires coordination. The purchase department should be located near the production department. This will facilitate easy coordination. Another factor in departmentation is coordination, which means what? It helps company to coordinate things. Departmentation makes sure that when, say for example, I am in department marketing, when I am going to go and promote the product in the markets, it is very important that the production department should be ready with the goods to be dispatched. Production department has to make sure that they have got raw materials in place to make the goods ready and dispatch. Raw materials department has to make sure that they have got enough amount of funds to pay the suppliers so that they can get the orders. So this is whole known as proper coordination needs to be in place. If there is no proper coordination, the business wouldn't function. One of the reasons why we need departmentation is coordination. Another reason is that an unusually important activity of business should be recognized. If greater attention is necessary, the activity may be entrusted to a separate division or a high level of organization according to its importance. Another factor that influences departmentation is greater attention. Now in business, certain functions require greater attention, which means they require greater focus, in-depth knowledge, in-depth area of operation, which will make business successful if and only if it has got a greater depth in it. The departmentation should take into consideration the local condition of the place concerned. Similarly, another factor in departmentation that it should give the idea about what is the local conditions, how is the system is going to function in that area. And finally, departmentation should make work more economical, which means what? More reasonable. It shouldn't be more expensive. It should be borne in mind that expenses are incurred in the creation of separate departments. It means avoiding unnecessary expenditure and allowing essential expenditure. So whatever is essentially required need to be spent, but unnecessary expenses should be discarded, which will make more things faster, smoother, and easier. So these are the factors that influence departmentation at regular scenario. Now let us go ahead and see the patterns of departmentation, which means what kinds of departmentation we would see in the business circuit. So first type of departmentation would be departmentation by functions. Now departmentation by functions ensures that in business, departments are created based on the functions of the business. That is what business is functioning upon. If companies have departmentation by functions, they would have a situation like, for example, they have general manager, and these are different functions on which the business focuses and runs the or operates in the business. So like general manager, one area of function is production department, sales department, accounts department, finance department, purchase department. they all are different functions, and when departmentation is created on functions, it has got a different level of benefit. You will find these kind of department taking place in the business, which are basically big companies or having multi-product business services in the market. They have got departmentation by function. So one of the pattern of departmentation is departmentation by function. Another pattern of departmentation would be departmentation based on product or services. Like for example, we have got a product manager A. Let us name this product as Dove soap, which is of Hindustan Unilever Limited. They would have a manufacturing department, they'll have a sales department, they'll have a purchase department, and they'll have a finance department. This kind of departmentation, which is based on the product of the business or product of the company, is known as departmentation by product or service. This kind of departmentation is possible when the company has got the best affluent kind of a product which connects to the people, and they have got a huge demand in the market. That would be departmentation by product or service. Next, we have got departmentation by region or area. At times we may have departmentation based on the area. Which area we are into, based on that the departmentation would be created. Suitable for a business unit which is wholly dispersed, which means what? Spread. A business unit which is spread across the city, across the country, would have departmentation by region or area. The business activities are grouped area wise and a single person is made in charge of the respective area. Like for example, franchising model, or departmentation would be, say for example, there is a sales counter in three different malls. One person will be responsible for going in these three different malls and seeing how the sales is responding, how the company's new strategy has been responding. That is in this departmentation by region or area. The local persons are appointed as salesmen in each area. It helps the business unit to increase the sales. The reason is that the local person is familiar with the local language, culture, and preferences of the customers. This kind of departmentation by region or area is usually visible when we see examples of bigger MBOs, that is multi-branded outlets, or you can say, for example, bigger stores which has got different regions, areas, and based upon that they start functioning. That is known as departmentation by region or area. We also have got departmentation by region or area in different format. Like example, geographic proximity, in which we have got general manager focusing in northern area, eastern, western, and southern. Like we also have concept of different, metro cities. Like we have got metro cities in north known as Delhi, for east we have got Kolkata, for west we have got Mumbai, and for south we have got Chennai. So this is known as departmentation by region or area, based upon the regions available, and functioning would be done in that manner. You will find these kind of departmentation specifically involved in pharma industry, wherein they have got different division. Northern division will be taken care by someone else, western will be taken care by someone else, eastern will be taken care by someone else, and southern will be catered by someone else. So this is what is referred to as departmentation by region or area. We may also have departmentation by customers. So based upon customers, departmentation would be created. This we would usually find in maybe sometimes insurance industries, or mostly in financial services industries. So we have got a general manager who has got a financial business, wherein it is into the wherein the products are like loans, deposits, payments. Then they have got another kind of a department known as insurance and etc. things. So when we talk about loans, in loans they have got different kinds of customers. Like for example, NRI customers loan procedure would be different. Farmers loan procedure would be different. Professionals loan procedures would be different. Businessmen loans procedure would be different. So this is known as departmentation by the customer's requirement or customer's concept. This is known as departmentation by customers. Like we have got loans over here, we may also have insurance over here. So for insurance for NRI is different. Insurance for farmers would be different. Insurance for professionals would be different. And insurance for businessmen would be different. So that is known as departmentation by customers. Then we may also have departmentation by process. What do you mean by departmentation by process? Wherein the general manager would have four different processes involved for the final product. Like process 1, process 2, process 3, and process 4. All these processes would be based upon how the company responds to the system in the market. Say for example, a company is into manufacturing of bags, school bags. Now for manufacturing the school bag, they have four processes to pass across, and then the final product would be ready. This kind of departmentation is known as departmentation by process. That process 1 is one department, process 2 is another department, process 3 is another department, and process 4 is the final department. So, tell me. Great. Now what Radha has told me is, sir, normally we find in companies having such kind of processes. Absolutely. I am not saying over that you wouldn't find in the companies such kind of processes. Processes are there everywhere. But we keep focus more on process, product, what is the outcome? What is the final outcome based upon that departmentation is created. When here the departmentation outcome is more focused upon process, then we may have departmentation based upon the process, like process 1, 2, 3, 4. If it is more with regards to customers, then the focus would be known as departmentation by customers, depending upon that. Usually in manufacturing industry, we will find departmentation by processes, because they are categorized more on the process based or the function. So that is how the departmentation by process would take place. We may also have departmentation by time. Departmentation by time would be normal hours and then OT, that is overtime hours. So those who can work for overtime hours, another department. Those who can work for only time to time hours, there would be different departmentation. So the business activities are grouped together on the basis of time of performance. If the work is not completed within the normal working hours, extra time is to be given to complete it after the normal working hours. Only interested persons are told to do the job and one person is responsible to supervise them. Whatever be the work performed after the normal working hours, a separate department is in charge of that. That is known as departmentation by time. So, see, in certain situations we may have departmentation by time. This takes place when there is pressure business, pressure game, when the goods are to be delivered, chips are down. At that time when the business has been functioning, then in the complex competitive world, this department is known as departmentation by time. Because of the fact that the output has not been delivered, you need to work extra. When you are working for extra, then that department would be created in which everyone who are scattered in the business for the whole day are all collected and sitting in one area, and then they start functioning for that output. That is known as departmentation by time. Next, we may have departmentation by numbers as well. Now, departmentation by numbers is another unique pattern of departmentation which we find mostly in very niche area of the business. Small groups perform similar duties. Each group is supervised by a supervisor. For example, it happens in army. Soldiers are grouped into squads, battalions, companies, brigades and regiments on the basis of allotment of men to each unit. This kind of departmentation is known as departmentation by numbers, because they are crafted, cleared, understood and designed for that specific area of operation only. That is known as departmentation by numbers. The principle of span of management, span of control, or span of supervision is used under this type of departmentation, which means what is the area of operation, what is the area in which the business will run, what is the area in which the transaction will take place is known as departmentation by numbers. So these are few different ways in which departmentation would actually take place. We may also have a departmentation based on marketing channels, which means more based upon the format of connecting from the producer to the consumer. So different channels of distribution, based upon that departmentation can be created. Some business would require huge channels of distribution. Some business wouldn't require any channels of distribution. Like for example, certain services wouldn't require any departmentation or marketing channel basis. But products like FMCG, fast moving consumer goods, their marketing channel is the longest, because they produce in bulk and then they sell in small things in a retail store. So they require a huge line of departmentation. As the business has become increasingly market oriented, this method of departmentation has grown in importance, because it is beginning in a different kind of format. They require a method of departmentation which has grown more important over a period of time. It is adopted on the basis of channels of distribution chosen by the particular business unit, on the basis of nature of goods and marketability of the product. So on the basis of product, nature of goods. So the goods, say for example, is an FMCG product, distribution channel is huge. But if it is, say for example, a fragile product, then distribution channel wouldn't be that much huge. Mind you, why? Because of the fact that if it gets broken, then it wouldn't be able to suffice the requirement. Also, in that cases, they wouldn't want to have a big distribution channel, which will then not be able to reach to the customer in the best possible manner. So they would want usually at times one or two changing of the hands from the producer to the consumer. Unlike in fast moving, the goods get churned from 5 to 6 hands and then finally reaches to the customer. That is known as departmentation by marketing channels. So these are few departmentation which is created over a period of time for making sure that business is successful or business is a big failure. And based upon the departmentation, the complex activities become simple activities and things become more smoother and faster. So I hope from this chapter you all understood one thing, that business is very beautiful. Yes, it involves a lot of risks, but it also involves a lot of returns. In the whole format of the business, one thing which is very important to understand is that how can we create complicated things into simplest, most functional point. This is known as departmentation by different functions or different departmentation in different ways. This is how departmentation concept functions. I hope you all have got the whole chapter thoroughly, and in different areas of business operations you will utilize in the best possible manner. That's all from my end, friends. Thank you.